An Indonesian military plane carrying more than 100 people crashed into several homes and burst into flames today, killing at least 79. Dozens are injured and the death toll may rise. Charles Collins has more.
The Indonesian military transport plane was carrying 110 people when it crashed and burst into flames in East Java. The C-130 Hercules aircraft plowed into several houses on the ground, scattering debris and sending flames into the air. Officials say there had been 11 crew and 99 passengers on board the aircraft, including Air Force personnel and civilian family members. At least 10 children are believed to have been on board. The location of the crash is near the border of the districts of Manduan and Magetan in East Java, about 150 kilometers southwest of Indonesia's second biggest city of Surabaya. The plane had been flying from Jakarta to the eastern part of Java Island. Witnesses described the scene of destruction for local television. Fire engulfing the mangled wreckage with black smoke billowing into the air as soldiers carried badly burnt bodies on stretchers to waiting ambulances. Indonesia has a poor record of air safety and maintenance and has suffered a string of accidents in recent years affecting both commercial and military aircraft. Early last month, 24 military personnel died when their training aircraft crashed into a hangar and burst into flames at an airbase in West Java. I'm Charles Collins.